peace, and love. This is your girl, Shakti the Gypsy, and you are now tuning into another episode of Feed Your Fetish, the show that is dedicated to be a safe haven to openly discuss all taboo topics that will and do revolve around the never-ending rabbit hole that is sex. Keep it in mind that everything we do in life is sex, except sex itself. The physical act of what we often refer to as sex, our sacred or spiritual energy exchanges, is to manifest, create, and to bring that which we want, need, and desire into existence. Now, being that our creative energy and our sexual energies are one and the same, Feed Your Fetish is a show that looks to help guide you into being your best creative sexual self. And now, before we jump into tonight's topics, how about we set the mood and get into tonight's sex tape? So light some candles and turn off the lights, because it's time to feast. This is Feed Your Fetish. Oh, oh, honey got me hooked on you.
MC. and she won't stop.
Welcome back, and it's time for some freeballing. And tonight we're going to be finishing up our series on the five senses of sex, which unfortunately means this will be the last time you hear me say most of us, while at elementary school, learn about our five senses. They're how we learn, begin to understand, and develop our perception of the world around us. But do you know how the five senses affect your sex life? On the last episode of Feed Your Fetish, we discuss our sense of touch and how we touch, why we touch, and the importance of what we touch with. On tonight's episode, we'll be discussing our sense of taste, the flavors and sensations we can experience through our mouths, tongue, and utilizing our taste buds. While it's true that our sense of taste is actually an extension of our ability to smell, most of us would probably consider our mouths as one of our greatest pleasure centers, how we go about exploring each other's bodies. In fact, a majority of women would probably rate their orgasm as the mark of an ultimate sexual encounter. But I know for myself and a lot of other women would rate kissing as the most stimulating aspect of a sexual encounter overall. And while some men and women only symbolically caress their lovers' bodies, others, like myself, prefer to taste their lovers' bodies, especially the lips, the breasts, and the beautiful parts below. And since nibbling, licking, and sucking the breasts, ears, neck, navel, and sometimes that ass full of groceries can be considered common foreplay for some, tasting, our sense of taste, automatically plays a part. The various taste of one's body becomes a pleasure or a pleasurable trigger for sexual interaction, sexual intercourse, sexual creations. So why then do we not routinely set out to incorporate our sense of taste into lovemaking? Why do we limit where and when we taste? Taste, defined by the Etymology Dictionary, means to touch, to handle, to sample by the mouth. And the word mouth is defined as an opening, a door, or a gate. So when it comes to our sense of taste, the question is simple. How can we better open up the door, that is our mouths, to utilize the taste that stimulate us into ecstasy? Some people believe that certain foods may stimulate sexual arousal. For example, chocolate, because it heightens endorphins within ourselves, and these proteins can create a sense of calm and good feeling, thereby potentially making a person feel more relaxed and more inclined to sexual activity. But every single one of us has our own taste, like a fingerprint. The taste of you and the taste of your lover play a different role in the intimate connection you both experience. Some of us are sweet in taste and some of us are more potent, but all of us are worth tasting if you allow yourselves to be tasted. And you do have the power to change your taste, unlike your fingerprint. When something is tasty, what do we want? More of it. So changing the way you taste can cause your partner to want to devour you over and over again and again. And there are lots of products, things, foods, ways out there designed just for this purpose. You can play with taste during sex by licking on a lollipop before kissing for a sugary rush, or spicing up oral sex with edible lube. A meal itself can be so sensual that it is considered foreplay, because we have foods that are considered aphrodisiacs. And aphrodisiacs have been used for thousands of years to increase subconscious implied sex. But most aphrodisiacs were actually chosen because of their shape and or color that resembled the most beautiful parts of us down below, like asparagus and oysters, for instance. And your taste buds are busy all day detecting sweet, salty, bitter, and sour flavors in our food and on our body, so definitely they do not quit during sex. When you exchange deep kisses with your partner, your buds pick up on the taste of their lips and saliva, the latter of which can intensify arousal. Coincidentally, our lips, tongue, and genitals all have the same neural receptors, which make them ultra sensitive and highly charged. So kisses, nibbles, and licks increase the blood flow, which excite the body. Now be mindful. There are different areas of the skin that will taste different than others. This is also in part to where you and your lover hold your fragrances or your essence. Some people call these pheromones, something we discussed briefly on the last episode. Tasting your partner's natural fragrance can be very bonding and exciting, and something you will long for every time you think of them. And all of us have our unique taste located throughout our bodies. Many of us have it located near or around our genitals, on our chest, our neck, the parts of us that cause heightened sexual arousal when kissed, licked, tasted. Your partner's saliva will also have its own unique taste, just as you will. And again, your partner tasting you is just as critical as you tasting them. On another note, understanding to one day understand, to overstand, to outstand how you personally taste can be very bonding between you and your partner, something that you and your partner can discover together. A very erotic and intimate experience, discovering how you both taste. So play around with your sense of taste. Use all the parts of your mouth to explore your partner's body and discover new tastes you enjoy for yourself while sending them into pure sexual bliss through the senses. And on that, let's jump back into the sex tape. This is Feed Your Fetish.
Ooh, yeah, motherfucker. That's that shit. Ooh. Come on. Yeah.
Ladies, make it hot. Thugs, make it hot. Make it pop.
Chihuahua, wally, ooh, bang bang. Ooh, wally, wally, ooh, bang bang. Ooh, wally, wally, ooh, bang bang.
In the living room, getting it on, and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. O is for Uchi. Oh, you ain't know how many O's in the bankroll. Sorta like the game show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? But my name ain't Regis. Nah, it's the one they call when they want their thing beat up. Honeys for bodies, feet brave hearts, guns in the party. Waves, braids, baldies, trademarks, the army. Is that horse? It must be. I heard he husky.
Yeah, there go Jungle, eyes red looking for trouble. And that's Nas dancing with dimes, but who is man is? The Imperial Thug is Cody Grand Wiz. We taking honeys to the crib tonight. Guarantee we gon' get up in they rib tonight. Check the new slang, it's changed, the Braveheart gang name. When you see me pass, you holla, Uchi Bang Bang.
Uchi
Wale Wale,
Uchi Bang Bang. Uchi Wale Wale, Uchi Bang Bang. Uchi Wale Wale, Uchi Bang Bang. Uchi Wale Wale, he really, really, really work my body. He really, really, really turn me out. He really, really, really got the goodness. He really, really made me scream and shout.
Yeah, what up, ma? Take a look, you hypnotized on how my long dick stretch your insides. For real, ma, with your thick lips and thick thighs. Stroke both holes, pass it to Nas, or pass it to Nate, or pass it to Jung, or pass it to Horse. Then that ass getting tossed. Fuck a hustler book, penthouse, a black tail. I got bitches, sending my niggas flicks in jail. I fuck a bitch face, more than a waist, for real. And ain't no pussy like new pussy, that's how a nigga feel. Bust three times, throw it a peace sign. She sleep, then my dick sleep, and I ain't gotta call her for weeks. Long legs. Egg holes, mohawk holes, married bitches, me and my dog, fucking them both, they gotta switch it. And is a nigga gangster? Yeah, that's how I'm living, that's how I'm playing. I got these freak fucking hoes singing.
Ooh, chi wale wale, ooh, chi bang bang, ooh, chi wale wale, ooh, chi bang bang, ooh, chi wale wale, ooh, chi bang bang, ooh, chi wale wale. He really, really, really fuck my coochie. He really, really, really turn me out. He really, really, really got the goodness. He really, really made me scream and shout.
Little young thing, go around my dick with your tongue ring. Deep throat my 9-inch, gut from the front end. Grind from the side end, fuck from behind end. Grab her hand, slap her ass and screaming like she dying. Make her come 4 times without even trying. I beat that pussy up, there's no denying. Hit her where she duty at, make the booty fat. Little cutie rap, walking by with the doobie rap. Tight blue jeans Air Max, small Gucci bag. No loot and no jobs, stay home giving blowjobs. Like no prob, it's info. Holla out the window, it's the Project Nympho. Fuck my whole crew, you know how we do. You got that good pussy, I can share with my people. Be a brave girl, do your thing, let them titties hang. I have all the bitches sing.
Ooh, chi wale wale, ooh, chi bang bang. Ooh, chi wale wale, ooh, chi bang bang. Ooh, chi wale wale, ooh, chi bang bang. Ooh, chi wale wale, he really, really, really fuck my coochie. He really, really, really turn me out. He really, 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 really got the gutness.
Comes to sex, I'm similar to the Thriller in Manila. Bitches call me Horse, the pussy filler. I fuck a big bone or slim chick, beat that pussy up real quick and send home the bitch. Ain't no sleeping in my bedroom with Henny's in my dick. When Flex drop the bomb, I bust a nut on this bitch. Give throat seeds to go to come drinking hoes. Who like the way I thug and the way I flow? I like head in the Benz before the article. Head in the staircase, the cellar or the roof. Head in the studio, the bathroom or the booth. Head from a project chick or one with crazy loot. Like Nia Long in the cherry thong with the lights on. Sipping Perrier with Kelly Price on. I pull out my python. I hit it while my wife's gone. Long dick the bitch all night. I make a pussy sing this song.
Ooh, chi wale wale, ooh, chi bang bang. 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 Ooh, chi wale wale, ooh, chi bang bang.
Welcome back, and how about we switch up things a bit? Let's get anal. And that's anal as in analytical. And for tonight's Let's Get Anal, I want to discuss our tongue. Really just talk about our tongue, the importance of it, just what our tongue does, what it is, because I don't think really we give it enough credit for as much as it does. Now, the tongue is a muscle found in the middle of the mouth. It plays a big role in helping all of us form sounds and taste food and each other. The tongue has a top surface called the dorsal surface and a bottom called the ventral surface. The dorsal surface is covered in bumps. Those bumps help us move pieces of food through our mouths. They also help us taste food because some of the bumps also contain taste buds. And when a person is born, they have about 10,000 taste buds, which we can lose up to half of the taste buds as we start to go about through life. Each taste bud detects a particular flavor, such as sweet, bitter, sour, and salty. The tongue also does other things in the mouth besides help us taste food. It plays a big part in pushing saliva or spit towards the back of our mouths when we sleep so we don't drool. Movement of the tongue in our mouth also helps us form certain words and sounds. We utilize our tongues to taste the most sacred space between a woman's legs or the shaft to the tip of a man. Our tongues allow us a different avenue to explore each other's bodies, with permission, of course. Our tongues allow us the space to heighten sexual tension within the space to create a space of whatever the 2, 3, 4, or how many are in the space, are focused on in the moment. Focus. Our tongues give us another tool to apply to focus. Focusing on utilizing our tongues to stimulate a clitoris or a little nipple play. Using our tongues to heighten the sensuality in the space, licking the pleasure points on your partner's body. In what ways can you think about using your tongue? And no need to get tongue-tied. Just relax, stick out your tongue, and feast. This is Feed Your Fetish.
Boy, I want you to listen closely to what I have to say, because this is the way to my heart. Keep on doing.
Welcome back. And how about we play around a bit and get into some oral play? Now, ladies, before we begin, let me state, we actually have the stronger sense of taste and more taste buds than men. So stop worrying about what you taste like to someone else and give a fuck about what you taste like to you. Get comfortable tasting yourself. Do things to taste good to you. Now, there are some that say that there are foods that women can consume to help change the taste of our vaginal space. However, from my own personal experiences, a woman tastes good, she's going to taste good. If she's meant for you, she is meant for you, period. Now, there are some women who are sweeter than others, but everybody's worth tasting. And the same space with men. I feel that everyone has their own taste, but at the end of the day, everyone tastes. So some is going to be for you and some won't be, but everybody's worth tasting if that's your space of sexual creation to taste. Why not? Do it to yourself. Try out for yourself. However, for those of us who would like to believe that there are foods or vegetables that we can consume to help change that space and the taste, there are foods in high natural sugars like pineapple, celery, red grapes, and cranberry juice, watermelon. Make your space a little sweeter. You can try avocados or high in vitamin E. It's also good for your skin as well. Arugula. I don't know if anyone's heard of arugula. It's a leafy vegetable. It's really good. It's high in potassium and calcium, which is very good for you. Also in vitamins A and K. Honey. Now, you can consume honey. You can also use honey in this space as well, but, you know. Honey is considered sexual liveliness. That's how the ancient Greeks prescribed honey. That's why they prescribed honey for people, for sexual liveliness. It's considered a honeymoon serum. Honey. Where a lot of just married couples on their wedding night would use it in that space to help them, or the idea of fertilizing the cell. Fertilizing the space, being fertilized in that space. Honey also contains boron, which helps regulate hormones. Can also do figs, which is rumored to be Cleopatra's favorite fruit, and is a symbol of love to the Greeks. Figs are historically linked with sexuality across the world. And then we also have oysters, possibly one of the most well-known of the aphrodisiacs, and rightfully so. Raw oysters contain an amino acid that releases sex hormones. And then we have pomegranates, which increase testosterone levels in both women and men. So it can increase sex drive and mood. Now, I had a conversation with a sister of mine, a friend of mine, a couple of months ago, and she asked me, can you truly be a vegetarian if you give head, if you engage in oral play and oral sex, can you actually proclaim yourself to be a vegetarian? And the reason I'm even bringing that up, because I was going to say that giving head is a great way to taste, is a great way to practice using your tongue, practice your taste buds, understanding certain tastes in those spaces. I love giving head. I love receiving head. I love just the whole space of everything that comes with tasting. In that way. But the idea as well of, can you truly consider yourself to be a vegan and or vegetarian or someone who doesn't eat meat if you give head? Think about it. Think about other ways that you can utilize your tongue. Think about other ways that you can explore your sense of taste. And remember, when we discover the touch, smells, tastes, sights, and sounds that cause us to vibrate internally, we can begin to embark on a whole new level of lovemaking that will enhance and heighten our sex lives dramatically. And on that, we're going to jump back into the sex tape. This is Feed Your Fetish.
These lips can't wait to taste your skin.
And that wraps up our series on the five senses of sex. Now, just because we're discussing this topic now, doesn't mean there's not a space to discuss the topic again. So if you have any questions or something that you yourself would like to elaborate on, or if you would like to come on the show and give your opinion in the spaces of the five senses, please hit me up on Instagram at feed_your_fetish, or you can hit me up and on email at feedyourfetish17@gmail.com. So please, I love the deposits of energy I'm interested in creating in that sexual space with you, if you're interested in creating sexually with me. This is your girl, Shakti the Gypsy, and you just been fed. You are loved and much appreciated. This is Feed Your Fetish.
So cold, pussy when I'm fresh. Reservations to eat, and you my dinner guest. Shorty clean up nice, never been a mess. Could take a little pain, I see them tattoos in her flesh. But I ain't tryna hurt her, cause I always been the best at making my shorty feel it till she feel it in her chest. Sex excellent, get 100 when I test. I'm a fan of her talent, so I always been impressed. Sex in the city on my black satin sheets. Wet as Hurricane Sandy on these Manhattan streets. Lit a few candles like my power hadn't reached. Then I took it places that her last nigga hadn't reached. Bitch so bad, know her parents went through hell. Smart mouth when we argue, you would switch, she went to yell. I wanna touch her, not using my hands. Make her dance without using the bands.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call me. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, boy? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment when you say it, cause you're mad and you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right.
Club popping, but she ain't tryna go there. Her friends know where she going every time she tell them nowhere. I'm the only one that get up in that VIP. My money grown, baby, ain't no need to CID. Slide or something just to come through, host money. At least niggas know you getting to the most money. Club my place, you wear what you wanna wear. But you overdressed if you wearing underwear. Now turn up, couple J's to burn up. Couple spots to hide out, now let that playlist ride out. Where I live on Sunday, yo place Monday. Her hand in my pants, call it Al Bundy. Pull it out like a pistol, yo. Kissing on the balls like the dick of mistletoe. Told her do that thing I like, bet she listen, yo. Bad bitch, good girl around Christmas though. Nice.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call me. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, boy? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment when you say it, cause you're mad and you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right.
Pussy sweeter than some fresh fruit. She gushing, I drink the best juice. I'ma drink it till none left too. And she playing with herself too. I've been thinking about her all day. She perform like it's Broadway.
She put on a show.
Yeah, we hop in the rain. She off top of the brain. Got the windows down broad day. Just look at her, spectacular. Throw her on the stove. Flip her like a spatula. Other niggas want her, but you see them niggas whack to her. Side bitch tripping, cause I don't never get back to her. My bitch like bitches, but none of my bitches bad to her. She said, trigger why I never seen you with a bad bitch. Us is meeting on these other bitches average, 100% real. All these bitches is plastic. Moroccan goddess, she walk like she need a ass kissed. Walk like she need a ass kissed. Diced pineapples, super fine at you. If she give a head, she throwing her mind at you. Fuck these other bitches, niggas, she don't mind that you do. Might just wanna watch, I ain't talking time at you, dudes. Never faking. Why they hella front? Keep it real with her. Yeah, that's all she ever wants. Something about the alchemy. She don't ever disappoint. London on the balcony. We bout to smoke another joint. Miami on the yacht. She pulling on my pistol, saying how she love my cock. Metaphoric bliss, shawty, you the shit. Couple days with her, man, that's all I ever get. Yeah, she got a little sister, that's all she ever with. Game like a nigga, man, that's all she ever spit. Montreal was our first time. Swear pussy just like the first line. Scars on my back. She left a couple there, spent a couple stacks. I done bought a couple pair, try to bag mine. My nigga, I double dare, never retract statements. Nigga, I'm never scared. Niggas be switching up, but nigga, I'm never weird. Back on another leer. I leave you niggas here, all in another year. All in another lane, all in another gear. All of you niggas lame, all of you niggas here. Listen up, bitch, niggas bitching up. Guess you doing what you supposed to. Let a real nigga hold you. Back to my baby girl though. Nigga, what? I just need you in my world, yo.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call me. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, boy? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment when you say it, cause you're mad and you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.